This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. You may love your home, and you probably think you manage just fine living there, but someone from the government could say you had to leave and move into a nursing home. That's happening to some older people across the country who are tenants in assisted living. As part of NPR's year-long Housing First series, Joseph Shapiro reports from Iowa.
For Doreen Sparks, home is this roomy apartment filled with photographs of family. Sparks has outlived most of those in the pictures. She'll turn 93 later this month. Her daughter, Carolyn McCoy, is visiting, as she does most days.
Mother, I got this out of your mailbox upstairs. It's from Donna.
Oh, good.
On this day, McCoy is trying to decide whether to break some bad news. Her mother is being evicted. It's going to be hard to tell this very proper woman. So first the daughter turns to some other business.
Okay, here we go. Over here. One, count with me.
One,
two,
three.
She cajoles her mother into doing her stretching exercises.
Five, and one more good measure.
Six.
Good.
To exercise, okay. Doreen Sparks sits at attention in a large armchair. She stretches her arm forward, then tries to lift her foot to touch her palm. With attentive eyes, she follows her daughter's instructions. But Doreen Sparks is grumping all the way.
Now, we're going to rock up on her toes, back on her heels, and we're going to do that 5 sets, okay?
Oh, sorry. Up
on her toes.
You expect me to do something the rest of the day?
Yes.
You better stop then right now.
Mother, you're a pioneer woman. Don't you tell me any different. Okay, here we go. Up on her toes.
When her mother got Alzheimer's disease, Carolyn McCoy found Sunset Park Place in Dubuque, Iowa.
Well, I thought I had found utopia for my mother.
It's easy to see why. Sunset Park Place is a 3-story assisted living building, spacious, new, filled with light. The aide's non-staff nurse promised to make McCoy's mother feel at home until the day she died.
So it's dignity, it's independence, it's freedom to shape your own lifestyle. That's what assisted living is supposed to be about. It's not a nursing home, and you're not really supposed to compare the two, as far as I can tell.
Assisted living is not a nursing home. It's supposed to be like living in your own home with a little assistance available. McCoy liked that, and the fact that her mother got her own private apartment. Doreen Sparks insists on using linen napkins at her small dining table. She's filled her large living room and bedroom with her early American-style furniture. Sparks is physically frail, but she can walk and feed herself. Her biggest problem is her growing confusion. She has to be reminded that she's living in Iowa now. She moved here from Illinois to be close to her daughter. It had been a happy move. Then came the recent letter from Sunset Park Place to McCoy.
Addressed to me, since I am my mother's only child and her power of attorney. We have enjoyed having your mother as a resident, but unfortunately the amount of care she needs exceeds the level of care we can provide as an assisted living community.
The letter said McCoy's mother had to get out.
The Dubuque community and tri-state area have many reputable nursing homes. Please feel free to call me at any time. Sincerely, Carla Ellerman, Sunset Park Place Manager.
The building manager wrote that there was a new interpretation of Iowa law. Doreen Sparks needed too much care to stay in assisted living. The letter said she belonged in a nursing home. But that was odd, because Sparks gets less care than almost any other resident at Sunset Park Place. That's because her daughter hired round-the-clock caregivers for her mother. When her memory fails, the caregivers fill in the gaps, helping her pick out clothes or reminding her when her favorite preacher is on TV. That leaves little for staff at Sunset Park Place to do for Sparks. So her daughter wonders how anyone could say her mother requires too much care from the staff here.
I lay awake at night thinking, I'll wake up. This is a nightmare. This can't be happening to my mother in Iowa. Iowa! We're all about mom and home and apple pie and traditions, and now it's so easy to force mom out of her home in Iowa.
Nursing homes are heavily regulated. Assisted living isn't. But earlier this year, newspaper articles in Iowa said poor care in assisted living was going uncorrected. The governor moved quickly to put it under stricter scrutiny. Steve Young runs the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals, the agency that got the assignment to start inspecting assisted living.
Some of these assisted living programs are morphing into uncertified nursing homes, and that's not permitted within the state.
Go into an assisted living facility today and you'll see many residents who would have lived in a nursing home just a few years ago. That's where Young says many still need to be. One case particularly bothered him. Recently, Young's inspectors went into an assisted living building where two residents, both with dementia, were having a sexual relationship. Facility managers called it a romance, but Young's inspectors came to a different conclusion.
A review of the records suggested that she was scared and afraid that he might come back and do it again. That clearly indicated that this is, to us, it wasn't consensual.
Young's department ordered the facility to evict the man. He's one of about two dozen assisted living tenants who, since April, have been told to leave. Almost all because Young's inspectors decided the person needed more care than is available in assisted living. For his trouble, Young has come under fire. He's faced down angry family members at public meetings. He got called a Nazi by a state legislator. Dana Petrowski runs the Iowa Association of Homes and Services for the Aging. It's a trade group of nonprofit nursing homes and assisted living facilities.
The Department of Inspections and Appeals was, they interpreted what they were doing as rescuing these people because they were inappropriately placed. And I think that the people didn't want to be rescued. They liked where they were and they didn't want to move because they were comfortable and they were apparently getting what they needed.
Still, many facilities don't always give the good care that they promise. That's why the state needs to regulate them. Even though most tenants in assisted living, including Doreen Sparks, get no government assistance, they pay for it completely out of their own pockets. Mark Haverland runs Iowa's Department of Elder Affairs. Eventually, he thinks assisted living and nursing homes will merge.
The assisted living programs will be everything. People will move into an assisted living facility and they'll be allowed to stay there and age in place.
In Iowa, he thinks assisted living will one day be allowed to offer the kind of medical care now found in nursing homes. While Iowa tries to sort this out, the future for Doreen Sparks is still up in the air. State officials say Sunset Park Place acted on its own to evict Sparks. But Sunset Park Place disagrees. The result is that Sparks still faces eviction. So at the end of this day, Carolyn McCoy decides that she will try to tell her mother that she may have to leave this comfortable home.
Well, Mother, there's a big controversy going on in the state of Iowa about assisted living and who can live there. And right now, there's all these new rules and regulations that say who can live where and what.
When the old woman struggles to understand, McCoy stops.
This is an apartment.
She just can't go through with telling her mother about the eviction letter.
You're trying to get what to do with me.
No. We are happy right here, aren't we?
Yes.
And we don't have any intention of going anywhere.
Outside the apartment, McCoy explains why she backed off telling her mother.
You grasp that she kind of worries about facing her own death. I dread it myself. I love my mother. I felt like to give her this extra little jolt would be unkind, because she's not going anywhere. This is her home. She's staying right here.
It's not just the future for Doreen Sparks that's unclear. There are similar battles across the country. How they get resolved will determine whether assisted living can keep its promise to be both safe and home-like. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Dubuque, Iowa.
Other stories in NPR's Housing First series are at npr.org.